What about the arthralgias? Initially, it didn't seem like it was that much of a problem in the trials, but when we started looking in the community, do our patterns of care studies, et cetera, we found a lot of people bringing this up as a concern, not necessarily that common that they had to switch it or stop it, but deal with it. Is that your experience?
It really goes back and forth. I mean, I find that the patients who are extremely active, and I don't know if I want to say they're a little more fit, but I find the people that are out there really being very busy with their daily lives don't complain about it as much. And the patients who are maybe a little more sedentary, I also think patients are very suggestive to the power of whatever you insinuate the toxicity might be. So I actually sort of struggle with how much to emphasize it. And I know my nurses do as well, because you feel like you look at a patient and personality-wise, you put the thought in their head.
You might get some aches and pains, and everybody. You know,
and everybody gets aches and pains. And so
the thing is, if you really look at, for example, the attack study, the first trial, at least the way they reported it, the incidence of arthralgias is in the 35-40% range in the AI and anastrozole, but actually it was like 29% with tamoxifen. So, you know, and probably if you look at people who don't get any therapy, I don't know what the incidence would be of arthralgias if you ask people, do you have aches and pains? But clearly there's something going on. It stops when you stop the drug. I mean, it's for real.
There is, and it's probably taking that block on the estrogen to an extreme effect. That's obviously an important hormone for a lot of things.
Your body's used to estrogen.
Your body's used to it, so you're getting that whole
effect.
That
makes sense, you know. And is there a consistent pattern of location, like hands versus knees, back stuff? What do you think?
No, I don't. And actually, that's an excellent point to bring up. I mean, I have patients who talk about their knees. I have patients who talk about their low back. To me, I was sort of convinced that low back wasn't an issue. To me, it seemed like it made more sense for it to be wrists and ankles. But I find individual patients complain about different things.
Interesting.